Welcome to Languatalk News. Our first story today comes from Ukraine. The Commander-in-Chief, Oleksandr Syrsky, has declared the development of drones as his main priority. He is of the belief that these unmanned systems could provide Ukraine with an advantage over the larger Russian forces. It has been observed that drones are increasingly being used by both sides in the conflict. This has shifted the battle away from the front line and towards attacks on each other's military, energy, and transport infrastructure. President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, has gone as far as creating a separate branch of the armed forces dedicated to drones. Military experts suggest that drones could provide Ukraine with a technological edge over Russia. This is in spite of the country's limitations in terms of traditional weaponry. Recently, Ukraine has employed drones to attack oil refineries within Russia. Meanwhile, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, which started more than 2 years ago, continues. This situation has led to the deaths of thousands and the displacement of millions. Moving to the United Kingdom, Western governments have criticized Russian President Vladimir Putin's recent re-election victory, labeling it as unfair and undemocratic. However, several other countries, including China, India, and North Korea, have congratulated Putin. He has now extended his rule for another 6 years. European Union foreign ministers have dismissed the election result as a sham. They are planning to impose sanctions on individuals linked to the mistreatment and death of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The British Foreign Secretary, David Cameron, has emphasized the depth of repression in Russia. On the other hand, Chinese President Xi Jinping congratulated Putin and expressed his desire to maintain close communication with Moscow. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has stated that Russia's election had no legitimacy. In Australia, workers at a building site discovered a giant moth. This moth, a type of wood moth, is as big as 2 adult human fists. The workers found it in a tunnel they were digging. The moth was so large that it was unable to fly. Experts say it is not unusual to find this type of moth in the area, but this one is particularly large. These moths are typically hidden in trees and pose no danger to humans. The moth was released back into the forest. If you find yourself in Australia, keep an eye out for these giant creatures. Over in the small West African nation of Gambia, lawmakers are involved in discussions regarding the potential removal of a ban on female genital mutilation, or FGM. This controversial practice has been on the rise, even though it was made illegal in 2015. It carries strict fines and prison sentences for anyone involved. Some are arguing that the ban infringes on citizens' rights to their culture and religion, given that Gambia is a predominantly Muslim country. If the ban is lifted, Gambia would be the first country to do so. The proposed change is now under review by a parliamentary committee. This review process could take several months. Female genital mutilation remains a critical issue globally. The United Nations reports that the number of women and girls affected has risen to 230 million. Advocacy groups are emphasizing the importance of maintaining the ban. They cite the significant decrease in FGM cases in Gambia since its introduction. Our final story today is from China. The number of new marriages increased by 12.4% in 2023 compared to the previous year. This change marks a departure from almost a decade of decline. More young people are getting married after postponing their weddings due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The number of newly married couples rose to 7.68 million last year. However, this is still significantly lower than the peak of 13.47 million couples in 2013. China's government is striving to establish a society that encourages birth and balanced population development. This effort comes as the country grapples with a rapidly aging population and a falling birth rate. Increasing marriage rates could potentially slow the population decline by leading to more babies. However, economic challenges are causing many young people to either delay marriage or remain single. Thanks for listening to LanguaTalk News.